nearly half of criminals released from prison are arrested again within 3 years. Through that revolving door, they return to a correctional system that is often overcrowded and ridden with violence. Polls show that the vast majority of citizens now favor rehabilitation services for inmates, as opposed to a punishment-only system. And yet, as our prison population has swollen, rehabilitation programs have in many communities been cut back. In this dark and frightening tunnel, one beam of light emanates from Robin Kasarjian, a counselor and educator based near Boston, who goes into prisons to help people heal.
I think many people go to prison and come out and have never really taken a serious look at what got them into prison in the first place. And they haven't had the guidance that they've needed to realize that that this is an opportunity for them to heal. I love what this sheriff, Michael Wade from Virginia, said, that incarceration is too precious an intervention opportunity to waste. And in our country, I believe that we have wasted it in spades, that we really have this opportunity. And yet the will hasn't been there, especially over the last couple of decades, because the mentality has been so punishment and punitively oriented.
To help break the cycle of crime and recidivism, Robin drew on her experience as a therapist. In 1988, she began volunteering with incarcerated men and women, a project that evolved into the Lionheart Foundation in Boston. Her aim is to teach troubled prisoners what she calls emotional literacy, the ability to read, understand, and manage their feelings in a mature way. More than 50,000 copies of her book, Houses of Healing, have been donated to inmates at 200 prisons and jails throughout the United States. One of them is the Billerica, Massachusetts House of Correction, run by Middlesex County Sheriff James DiPaolo.
What do we expect to happen if we just put people into a confined area for a certain period of time and then just release them and waste all of that time that we had possibly to try to show them what we think as a society is the normal kind of actions that we would expect out of them? What we're dealing with here is, in many cases, broken people. And those people that have fallen into the incarcerated mold for a lot of reasons, whether it be because of drug addiction or alcoholism or mental health. We have an awful lot of just mentally ill people incarcerated.
What kinds of mental illness are they manifesting?
Bipolar syndrome is a very, very, most probably one of the more unreported and unidentified illnesses in America.
People go through a manic episode and just kind of flip out.
Yes, that's correct. And, that's something that we're dealing here with a novel pilot program where we have an emergency stabilization unit equipped and staffed with mental health professionals to be able to deal with those kinds of episodes.
Do most people who wake up and realize that they're in jail get depressed?
Jail in and of itself is a depressing place, whether you are a staff or an inmate. You know, it's a collection of every single emotional, psychological, social, economic problem that society has, and we put it all neatly in one little place, one little small geographical area, and then we ask our prison officials and the sheriffs across America to solve this problem.